Today's devotional is based on Lamentations 3, verses 37 through 58, and it was written by Felicia Zamora. In Nicaragua, we use the verb resignar to mean giving up when a situation is entirely impossible to cure or fix. We usually use it when speaking about the loss of a loved one. This verb is embedded in comments we hear from church friends who say, "I know you are going through a painful process, but think about how Susie is in heaven with Jesus. She is no longer suffering." It attempts to numb someone's pain and grief process using what we think are words of comfort, but actually ignore how someone is feeling. The Book of Lamentations takes place during the destruction of the city of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. The prophet Jeremiah voices the pain and anguish of the Israelites in all five chapters. In Lamentations 3, the prophet does not hold back tears when saying, in paraphrase, "Lord, look at the destruction. Look how our enemies are now making fun of us. I feel completely lost. Please help us." Even though the situation is out of control and the prophet could have quickly taken the resignar route, he still does not give up as he writes, "Do not close your ear to my cry for help, but give me relief." Lament is an act of openness and faith that cries out to God, praying with hope that our Creator will listen to us. In our prayers to God, let us dispense with the notion that our Creator is only available during our joyful moments. Lament is part of our reality, and God has room for us to weep out our anguish. Let us pray. Kneeling I pour out, Father, your love I need. Hold me, I shudder. From A Prayer Life, a Haiku by David Mead.